Great. Thank you very much, everyone. Again, bear with me for a second while I bring the presentation back up. Okay. There we go. All right, we're going to get going here. All right. Lauren, if you could just signal over to me that you can see the presentation on the screen.
Yes, I can. No, I can't see it quite yet.
Okay, give me a second here. Sorry about that, folks. Thought we had it all worked out, obviously. Now you can see something, am I correct?
Yes, I can see it now.
Perfect. Thank you very much all for being patient with us this afternoon as we get through our technical challenges. As Holly mentioned, this webinar is for pesticide, solvent, and fertilizer claim reporting and updates. That's the webinar. In the room with me here is Akash Pabla, Holly LaFontaine, Rich Lagani, and myself, and we have Lauren also on the phone with us from the Vancouver office who is supporting us. If you have any questions during the session itself, please type them into the bottom left-hand corner of the screen, and we will endeavor to answer those questions. I'm going to go through a PowerPoint presentation, and then we'll have a demonstration at the end of the presentation. You'll be able to see where to get the spreadsheet from, how to enter it, and then save it, and then submit it to us at a later date. So why don't I get going here? So a little bit of background. Product Care Association was approved by WDO Board on October 28th last year to manage pesticides, solvents, and fertilizer materials in Ontario. Subsequently, WDO announced that April 1st, PCA would assume 100% of the PSNF supply chain from Stewardship Ontario. Important to note, there is no change in how municipalities collect pesticide, solvents, and fertilizer materials at household hazardous waste depots or events. Municipalities will submit claims to Product Care for PSF material services which occur on or after April 1st, 2016, from HHWs and events. Municipalities will report PSF claims to Product Care in a similar fashion as commingled. So this is not going to be entirely new for everybody. It is very similar to what you're doing now. Also, very important to note, there will be no change in how to submit paints and coatings and aerosol claims to Product Care. PSF lab packs. Commingled PSF reimbursement will be based on the current lab pack factor applied to pesticide, solvent, and fertilizer service pricing provided by each municipality. The 2016 PSF lab pack factors were provided to Product Care by Stewardship Ontario, and these are the lab pack factors for 2016. For pesticides, the municipal share is 83.79, while the Product Care share is 16.21. Solvents are 86.45 for municipalities versus 13.55% for Product Care. And finally, fertilizer municipal lab pack share is 76.34%, and Product Care share is 23.66%. We'll also note that Product Care will be conducting lab pack studies to determine the 2017 lab pack factors for each commingled material Product Care manages. Reporting upgrades. On or after June 1st, users will be able to claim for PSF materials directly to Product Care's reporting portal, or download and submit the new PSF spreadsheet. The portal will be more intuitive to help with claim submissions and also feature improved functionality. When making a claim, users will no longer need to enter the program, and service type restriction. Municipalities will only be able to submit claims for commingled materials or events, and the portal will not upload other service types from the spreadsheet. This will limit the number of submission errors that have come in. All blank cells will have to be filled out on the spreadsheet. Moving on, the portal will be more intuitive to help with claim submissions and also feature improved functionality, such as material category. This field has been updated to include pesticides, miscellaneous organics, which obviously are solvents, and fertilizers. Also important, under the weight category, the net scaled weight that is provided to you by your service provider after materials have been weighed off-site or have been weighed at your collection site. The portal will highlight the weight cell if the weight variance is too high or low based on the material type and the number of containers. So you'll see the cell itself will turn red or orange, and that'll indicate that there's an issue with that weight in that cell. A temporary link to the spreadsheet was emailed to municipalities on May 3rd, so you should have received that already. This spreadsheet can be uploaded to the portal on or after June 1st for PSF claims. Using the spreadsheet is optional if you would like to track and pre-populate your PSF claims ahead of the June 1st portal launch. The spreadsheet will be permanently available for download on the reporting portal on June 1st. So just keep that in mind that there will be a new spreadsheet available to you as of June 1st. Users may also submit claims directly into the reporting portal on or after June 1st. So there's really two methods here. You could use the spreadsheet to track your PSF claims and then submit them on June 1st. Or you can key them directly into the portal. Submissions for PSF materials that were collected before June 1st must be made in two different submissions. So this is a very important point, which is two different spreadsheets. One submission for April and another submission for May. So there needs to be two spreadsheets if you have an April and a May claim. Submissions that contain claims for both April and May on the same spreadsheet will not be accepted and will require resubmission. Once the spreadsheet has been filled out, save them on your computer and submit them on or after June 1st. PCA will review and validate April PSF claims first, and then once approved, PSA will pay these claims immediately. So there will not be the 30-day wait time. May PSF claims will be reviewed and validated, and then once approved, PSA Product Care will pay based on the net 30-day terms. We're going to go through this, but I'm going to walk you through this very, very quickly. To download and save the temporary upload spreadsheet, that comes from the email link that was mailed to all municipalities last week. Open the temporary upload spreadsheet and enable macros in the yellow ribbon before entering any claim information. This must be enabled for the spreadsheet to function properly. So you'll see that ribbon. You've probably done this before. You just click on that enable button and you're good to go. Enter your claim information by the following column headings. After June 1st, the same temporary spreadsheet will be permanently available for download via the reporting portal. June 2016 submissions and beyond can contain claim lines for all materials covered under the PCA program. Different submissions are not required for different materials, so it's important to understand that you could put a paint claim on here as well as a P, S, or F claim on the same spreadsheet, as long as they're all from the same month. On or after June 1st, users must use the upload spreadsheet or key directly into the reporting portal for PSF claims as well as paint and coating claims. Then, effective June 1st, users must download the latest version of the upload spreadsheet available via the portal. This template in the portal will have updated information as well as minor changes to improve the performance. So from here, we're going to go into a demonstration. So I'm just going to make a little switch here. And Akash Pabla will be walking us through that demonstration. So just give us 2 seconds here just to do the flip over. Sorry, Akash.
Okay, so you're going to start by using the spreadsheet that was emailed to you via the email, or you can also get it from our website. So what you're going to want to do,
give us a second.
Okay, so from our website, you're going to want to go to Service Partner Support, down here to Ontario, and then scroll down till you see Reporting and Registration. And from here, you can download the Temporary PSF Upload Spreadsheet, and this will also be the same spreadsheet that was emailed to all of you. So you're going to want to open this up. And like we said before, enable editing, and then enable the macros. And then from here, you're now going to be able to enter all your claim info, similarly to how you do in the portal. So for example, if you're claiming for an event, you'd select event, enter your document number, the pickup date, and this number format. So we'll say 20th of April, 2016. You're going to enter your collection site. So if it service type is event, you have to select an event site. So there's one, for example. You're going to want to enter your transporter. Your processor. And now, under material category, you're now going to have access to pesticides, miscellaneous organics, which are solvents, and fertilizers. Then you enter your, shipping container, drums, quantity, and then your weight. So you no longer need to enter kilograms, it will automatically pre-populate. And then you enter all of your event claim lines and multiple claim lines for different material types. And then you can enter also commingled material for materials that were collected at your depot. And then you go down, find your depot, enter your transporter and processor, your material category. And so you'll notice if you enter commingled material as a service type, it now limits the types of materials you can select. You can no longer select paints and coatings. You can only select commingled materials, which would be the aerosols and the PSNF materials. And so you want to enter all your claim info here, And this isn't going to be like LAMPS where you email us the spreadsheet. On June 1st, once the portal launches, you're going to be uploading this directly to the portal, and it will pull all of this data you've entered directly into a submission in the portal, and you would then submit that to us, along with your supporting documentation. And so you're going to do this twice. You're going to enter all of your May claim info as well as your April, and you're going to create two different submissions. You will upload your April spreadsheet, submit that as its own submission, then you will create a new submission, upload the May spreadsheet, and it will automatically create a new submission that you would submit to us with the supporting documentation. I'm going to pass it over to Pat now just to finish up.
Thank you, Akash. That is more or less the end of the actual presentation. I'm going to just go back to our main screen here. And again, if you have any questions, please type them in to the bottom left-hand corner of the screen. If you have any questions afterwards, you can certainly send them in to us. And I'm just going to put the our contact information back up on the screen. Sorry, just bear with us. We just want to put the contact information back up on the screen for you. Alrighty, so there's the contact information. There's Akash, who you heard on the screen, and he could be reached at onclaims@productcare.org. And the phone number being 1-877-592-2972 with an extension of 361. Rich Lagani, who most recently joined Product Care, he's the Operation Logistics Manager. He can be reached at extension 237. And then, of course, there's Holly LaFontaine, who you heard at the very beginning of the presentation, and she can be reached at extension 239. I don't see any questions coming through, so I'm going to assume that everything is clear to everybody, but certainly all joking aside, if you do have any questions for us, just send us a question via the email, or you can give us a call directly, and we can answer those questions. There is one question that just came through, and the question is, will we be reminded via email to download the reporting spreadsheet on June 1st? Yes, we can send out an email to everyone just as a reminder to download that new spreadsheet on June 1st. And the reason why we want you to use the new spreadsheet is there may be some minor updates in it to locations or events or some other things going on in that new spreadsheet, and we'll want everybody kind of starting off PSFs with that new fresh spreadsheet. So yes, we will send out a reminder note to everyone on that. You're welcome. Any other questions? I don't see any. I'm going to say, oh, here comes another one. So the next question is, do you want us to continue to upload our aerosol claims? Question. So I'll answer yes. Please continue on uploading your aerosol claims as you would normally upload them today, or add these to our PSF claims for the month. You don't have to add them to your PSF claim. You can just go ahead and claim them the way you're claiming them today. But as we said, moving forward, if you could keep your claims to a monthly spreadsheet, that's what we're looking for. Hope that answers the question.
So for April and May, continue to submit aerosols as is, and then June and beyond, once the portal is active, you can claim for all of your aerosols and PSF materials in one submission.
All right. I don't see any other questions coming through at this time. So I'd like to say thanks to everyone for joining us this afternoon. I see somebody who's raised their hand. Do you have a question? And could you type it into the bottom left-hand side of the screen, please? So the question is, can we put events on the same submission? And the answer is yes, you may put events and depot claims on the same submission.
Just please annotate on the documentation that it was collected at the event and not the depot.
You're welcome. All righty, I'm going to try again. Ask for any further questions that you may have this afternoon. And I don't see any. So I'm going to try again and say thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us this afternoon. Again, if you have any questions, if you think of anything after this session, don't be afraid to either give us a call or email us. This presentation will be put up on our website. We're going to aim for tomorrow. So thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, and that concludes our meeting. Thank you.